B-Pod Studios.
Zolak, Bertrand, and the guy who has to put up with both of them. Hardy.
Hey, nice shirt. Where'd you get that? At the crappy shirt store? Just kidding. How you doing?
Zolak and Bertrand.
And Hardy. How you doing?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios. Get to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. That's where you can download our app and always be streaming us, if you so choose. Thank you for streaming us. Love our streamers. Get the coverage of last night's Tuukka Rask meltdown at the Garden, which we will get to. And then also the rumors of a Marcus Smart trade. That's coming up as well. But Hardy, right now we need to fix my shoulder.
All right.
I got a boo-boo. I hurt my shoulder. I don't know what to do about it. Other than go to the doctor, which I am planning.
I crack your back.
Going today.
Beetle walking his dog this morning, and I told him the same thing happened to me. As I was out on our walk this morning, I almost slipped three times, right? I know. It's slippery out there.
I paid money to see that.
Beetle did not make it out of his driveway before he fell.
If you're on the simulcast, you can see the footage. It's from a distance. It's zoomed in because it's off the doorbell. But it's I got the dog. She's pulling.
Yeah. It's a little Bigfooty.
I was going to say, it is. It's a little Zapruder film-like.
So that's what I said. I tweeted Doc Flynn at Doc Flynn NFL.
Big and hairy.
It's hard to see.
I said,
big, hairy. Yes.
Uh-huh. Beetle landed on his elbow, forearm, and now the top of his shoulder hurts. What's wrong with him? Doc Flynn said, I'm going to need video. And I said, I don't know if it's going to help. It's grainy from a distance. It reminds me of Sasquatch footage from a trail cam.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It's trail cam
footage. She wants film.
Yeah. Okay. So that's so far Doc Flynn unwilling to give a diagnosis without seeing the video maybe she's watching now. All right. So other people willing to give a diagnosis. So Dave Iraki says it is collarbone.
That's what I fear.
Collarbone's in front.
That's the fear. It's up here, isn't it?
No, collarbone's
in front. No, you can feel your collarbone right
here. Oh, right here?
It's your clavicle.
Not in the front. Clavicle, right? That's the one that goes over the top? Clavicle. That's what I fear.
Matt Dolliff says, probably the AC joint, and yes, I'm a doctor.
Okay.
I had no idea.
Plays one on Twitter.
Matt Dolliff was a doctor, but okay. Dowd says, my brother did the same thing you did back in November, fell on the forearm, ended up chipping the top of his humerus into his shoulder.
That's very painful.
I don't need that. It hurts.
Sean in Chicago said he sees this with hockey. Kids fall, and it's the pushing of the elbow up.
Yeah, that's what it did.
Up
it
and
pushed,
through.
It pushed
mostly,
very forcefully the upper arm into my shoulder.
Dislocated shoulder or AC joint sprain?
I'm hoping for that. Sprain, you know, rest, Advil.
What a throwing arm, too. Ugh.
James, our own James Stewart says
there goes the curveball.
It's the Jimmy Garoppolo injury.
That's what I said.
What's that? What did he have?
Well, he reached out, remember, and pushed it up through.
And what was his injury?
The shoulder separation.
Separation?
What? It's got its
separated
own,
shoulder.
It's got its own name now. It's the Jimmy Garoppolo injury.
Separated shoulder.
Oh, there he goes.
What?
I'm watching on the big screen now. And there he goes.
And then I slide. See me slide?
Oh, yeah.
The dog is, I'm sliding on the ice.
Look at the little steps he's taking.
100 yards.
You look like Keith Byers running a route.
Oh, it was slippery.
A lot of people saying you should have.
Your ass, your weight is so far back on your ass. Like,
yeah, I went back, man. I'm happy I didn't hit my head.
You're lucky.
A lot of people saying you did it all wrong, Beetle. You should have written and.
They reached out.
You should have fallen when you got to work.
Right?
You know?
Yeah. Oh, he went down, man.
I mean, members of the two members of the legal team have already reached out, Hardy. And I said, well, I don't think I could sue myself. I don't think that's going to work.
No, which is why you should have
fallen at work. I know. Yes. I know. They wanted to know where the injury had happened.
Brady Skinner says, have Beetle injure his other shoulder, therefore splitting the pain into both. And yes, I'm also a doctor.
To balance it out.
Yes.
Yeah.
AC joint sprain, a couple of people saying that. So maybe you're doing the right thing by going to an actual doctor.
I'm
going to
go see an actual doctor this afternoon, and we're going to get an X-ray and get an actual diagnosis on this.
You don't look too athletic there.
No, definitely not.
Well, that's what ice does to people. It makes them look silly.
Best part was only one of the kids was concerned.
Damn.
It's not true. They were all yelling. Here, two of them came out the door. Yeah.
What about the one that didn't?
He'll be all right.
I don't know if you know where he was. They were getting ready to go outside to go to the school bus.
Ooh. And then I
you hit that hard. It gets harder every time.
Yeah, well,
I think
you.
This is terrible advice. Mike G says, take two Advil right now. First of all, I take two Advil just like
I eat it for breakfast.
Yeah. It's four or nothing.
Black coffee and Advil.
Every morning.
That's what I do.
Artie puts on a condom and takes two Advil.
That's right. You know, just prophylactic all over.
Right.
He says, put it in a sling, don't move it, and put heat on it all day and all night. What? I don't think you heat it.
You know what? You were kind of...
Oh, he says tomorrow it'll be two times as worse.
As we study this film, yeah, I mean, the eye of the sky, the film doesn't lie. You gave the perception like this dog was dragging your ass like one of them ones in Alaska. This dog's not moving too fast.
She's pulling to the right.
Party,
I'm holding on. I'm stopping her from pulling.
Well, do you have a harness for that dog?
No, she's wearing a harness.
Bad dog.
Yep.
Oh, man, you went down.
What kind of shoes were you wearing?
I was wearing, I won't say the brand, but I was
flat bottom.
Maybe the worst pair of sneakers you could have on for that scenario. Mm-hmm.
Kmart brand.
Yeah, yep. On our way back today.
it's a type of sneaker that T-Bone also frequently wears, so he knows.
Oh,
he knows. Yeah, and Hardy, too. So Hardy knew. I'm like, you know what I was wearing?
I walked in the street on the way back from our walk today, which we never do, but it just jumped up back onto the sidewalk when cars were coming because it was that slick. And it's just that slippery snow today.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yep. I'll report back once we figure out what it is that happened. What?
That damn dog, after T-Bone, stayed with her for a week.
Yep.
And she was getting double walks every day down to the ball field and back. That's a decent length walk. She was expecting that when we got home because T-Bone spoiled her rotten for a week.
Bruins Luchador has
what?
It's got diagnosis.
Oh, I can only imagine. What is it?
I can't say it.
You can't say it?
I can't say it. I haven't heard that word in a while. Ooh.
That's really good. That's helpful to the audience. Thank you. Harry's in the car. Go ahead, Harry.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, I want to, for all you guys, Beetle, you guys got to be prepared when you go outside in the winter, all right?
Agreed.
To walk the
Agreed. You know how stupid I feel after this?
Yeah, but listen, you don't know how to prepare. I'm going to tell you right now, okay? When you put those sneakers on and they're 72 degrees or your slippers, or Zoe probably goes out in his slippers, right?
I go barefoot.
And you get... Yeah, go out there for whatever. When you go through that front door and you step on that porch at 32, you got to rub your feet on that surface to get them cold. You don't want to skate. You want to walk on the ice, not skate on the ice. I didn't see the video, but I bet you went ass. Oh, I can't say that over tea kettle, you know?
You can say ass over tea kettle.
Sure. Zero traction, Harry. None.
Yep. You gotta. And one other thing, Zoe, I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
I think you're great.
Thanks.
On football. But the one thing you did for me is thank God we didn't have to go through a year of Cam Newton. Thanks a lot. At least we made the playoffs.
That was also. That was definitely so.
Beetle, we have to tweet the video out.
I'll send it out.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So Beetle's going to tweet it out on his Twitter account @Mark_Bertrand.
Yeah.
I have so many people asking for the video now.
Oh, God. Relax. Yep. Josh in the car. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Beetle. The take you got with taking Jimmy over Mac and trading Mac after we just drafted a quarterback in the first round, which is what everyone was talking about last offseason. You understand that you guys are just going to – if they trade Mac, you guys are going to spend 6 to 8 months bitching and complaining about why Bill traded Mac for Jimmy if Jimmy comes here and still sucks.
No, nobody wants to do that.
I said ultimately I wouldn't do it.
No, we said
having fun with it.
In a vacuum, which quarterback gives them a better chance next year, Jimmy Garoppolo or Mac Jones?
I just don't think that you can look at that and say that Jimmy is going to be better next year over Mac Jones when Mac Jones in his rookie year never played in the NFL, took you guys, wasn't the main focal point, but was a part of a team to bring you to the playoffs. And year two, he's going to be way better with more weapons around him. God yeah. hoping that Bill brings in some
yeah.
more weapons.
See, what's interesting is, like, this is sports radio.
So is he going to be way better? Or
you're
does
calling
he...
in to give your take on it, and this is what we do here.
No, that's it. He's fine. He thinks, no, but he's saying straight up in the vacuum, he thinks Mac will be better
in year
than
two.
Jimmy Garoppolo would be yeah. next year, and that's fine. I mean, we obviously don't know, but okay.
I think Jimmy's got a cannon.
I think he's got a lot more experience in the NFL.
Yep.
I think he's been to a Super Bowl. I think he's going to another conference championship.
Yeah. I'm just curious. Does anyone think that Mac Jones will ever be able to compete at the level of Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't either.
No, in the
he's a different player.
No, he could be on a team that competes to the level that those teams are at right now.
Yeah, but I would agree with that.
As the player?
And it's like Brady's the one outlier, like the traditional, like Rodgers can sit there and sling it too, like,
Patrick Mahomes is next level. He plays the game differently than anyone else does, I think, in the league right now. And Josh Allen is an absolute beast. That guy's a wrecking machine. Oh so God. No, I wouldn't expect that either one of those things from Mac Jones.
I love watching both of them play, and I love watching Mahomes play. And his wife just can't stay off Twitter.
Well,
like, she just wants to do whatever she wants to do and just have people not bug her.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be a 4-year-old your whole life. My kids, like, would like to do that too. Like, just not get in trouble for anything they do, but just do what you want to do and have just people leave me alone. I mean, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Your husband's, like, the most popular quarterback in the league. Or fiance, whatever they are. I don't know if they're married. They are married, I think. I don't know.
They are married.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'm glad we get that. 617-779-0985. Can we touch on what happened with the Bruins last night?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Can we move that up, T-Bone? I know those Bruins thoughts are never far from your mind.
No.
I'd like an explanation.
Sports up.
So would I.
I'd like someone to explain it to me. I want the Bruins fans to explain what the hell happened last night to the Bruins and to Tuca. Please. 617-779-0985. And did I abandon my Tuca take too fast? Is what I would like to know. Can I have it back? Can I have my Tuca could be risky take back? Is that allowed?
Yeah.
We discuss next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Can you feel it? Really exciting, right?
Woo! Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Back over to the near side. Coyle got a piece of that. Near point, Lindholm. Right point, Getzlaff. Shoots, he scores! Lundestrom again into the right circle. Cuts in, one-handed. He scores! It slid through Rask's pads and in. A shorty, 2-0 Ducks. Puck drilled far circle, a score! Ryan Getzlaff sizzled it over Rask's shoulder. Batted over the line with a step. Here's Terry, he shoots, he scores! He picked the top near corner over the blocker, hand to Rask. Swings to the high slot. Patterson shoots, he scores. That may have deflected. It goes top near corner. And the Ducks with a 5-2 lead here in Boston.
Obviously, I haven't been good enough. You know, kind of the inconsistency within the game and from game in and game out has been there, and just got to fix that. But, not satisfied, obviously.
Well, that's good. Not satisfied.
Is it possible that Tuukka Rask should maybe have gotten a few starts down at Providence?
I asked you that. Boy, that was quick.
It was. Is it?
It was like one day down. Well, he's good.
He was going to, but they had the COVID thing happen.
Right. But that wasn't going to be forever.
Yeah, I mean, COVID was not going to last like a month there. They did.
Yeah.
They have been playing games again at Providence, right?
I mean, he's vaccinated. Yeah. He has a 5-day roll. He can get him back up. I mean, it's fine. We're going to blame that now?
Yes.
Like, he wasn't ready to go.
I think you could have very, very easily seen the same thing with a couple few starts down in Providence, and then you come up to the NHL level, and it could be the exact same scenario. No, T-Bone? You're shaking your head? What?
This is as bad as it could have been.
Oh, stop it.
What do you mean? You think it could have been worse than this so far?
He wasn't completely hapless. There were two or three he should have had last night.
There was five he should have had last night.
The deflection one was bad, and the one that Pastrnak was allegedly playing defense on, and the guy just whipped around him, and he had two screens. I mean, that guy should have never gotten that shot off. You blame Pastrnak for that one. That was bad.
He leads the league in, well, that's not on him. He leads the league in that.
Well, you're anti-Tuca, huh?
Well, I just
on
know.
This team,
well,
yeah.
Well, he's played four games, and in two of the four games, he's given up five goals.
Is that good?
I'll piss the Cassidy look after the game.
Is that good?
No, he wasn't. Yes, he hasn't been great yet.
Cassidy looks a lot more pissed than he's talking. Like, you just see it in his face, just the tension. You got a goalie problem now. Right away, bang. You thought it would have been better.
You didn't need
that
this.
Funny? You didn't need it.
How did that happen?
You set the kid down now. The other one's not good.
It's easily fixed. If he can't play and he's no good, fine. He's injured. He can't play anymore. No. You call Swayman back up.
This is where
he's not injured.
This
he's
is
not
where injured. The issue
he's
is, Hardy.
He's rusty.
He's bad, this is what I want to know.
He's getting his rust off.
This is what I want an explanation for. If he's bad and this happens again, or he's giving up three or four goals in situations where he should be giving up one or two, and you'll know, Bruins fans will know, they'll be able to recognize it. Hell, they were chanting, "We want Swayman" last night at the Garden.
Well, that was just a funny sing-song thing. Swayman,
sure.
Okay. It's a fun name to say.
Oh, they do that.
It's like the Wave.
They were doing it before they even got him.
I just want to know that if this does go bad, and Tuca doesn't work out, and he's just not the same player, not the same goalie anymore,
yeah,
will they pull the plug?
Yes.
No.
I don't think they will.
You want to know why? Because they can easily say he never fully recovered, he's hurt again, and they can allow him to bow out gracefully.
They could have easily not re-signed him and been, okay.
This team was too excited he was back.
The only way that happens is if he quits on them again.
I agree with that. I agree with T-Bone on that. The team's too invested in him. The players like him too much. It was like they wanted to throw a party when the activation was happening. Tukes is back.
He'll pull the plug on himself. They won't pull the plug on him.
Yeah, they let him dictate everything. Dictate the rehab, everything. Work out at the place.
They might pull the plug on him, but they'll do it with his consent, with his blessing.
Well, and the captain's meeting, too. You
Tuca,
get their
consent. You don't feel right, huh? What? No, you don't feel right. You're not going to be able to play anymore because the injury thing. You haven't really... Oh, right. I can't play. Thank you. But you're right, T-Bone. I don't think they will announce it as them pulling the plug on him, but they'll work it out some
other way. They will pull the plug. They love this guy. It's the fact that he is here is telling you.
They want him to catch lightning in a bottle.
They don't pull the plug on Tuca. They don't do that. They can't quit Tuca.
Yeah, it's too early.
The front office can't quit Tuca. The teammates can't quit Tuca. He can continue to suck, and they will not boot him. He will still be here. That was the risk that I spoke of.
He's not going to give up five goals.
About this.
He's not going to give up five goals in every other game.
He won't do it every other game.
Just two out of every four.
Let me finish.
It's just 3 a month.
He's not going to give up five goals every other start, and the team just says, okay, we're still happy to have him. No, they will figure out a way so that he doesn't play if he's given up five goals in every second or third start that he makes.
I hope you're right.
I mean, it's concerning because it's not even golf season.
And like, I hope that this is just him having not had the tune-up Providence.
No, seriously. Like, it's the only thing he has to concentrate on. Golf, he could be doing other things, like run here, run there. You think I'm kidding?
You think the fact that the golf courses are closed, that there's nothing
That's the only thing he has to do is, like, stay at Warrior and just get ready. But he's been training for this.
He could be playing at places down the Cape right now if he wanted
to. You're insane.
What?
Do you know how cold that is?
There's a coastal storm coming up there this week, so what's happening with the snow, my man?
Pete Bouchard.
He's been over there tracking it.
That's right. You were going to give us a weather update
what
for
happened
the weekend.
Going
to have a potential blizzard with the center of it potentially hitting the entire East Coast where Beetle would be in the honeypot.
Whoa.
And the worst conditions would be around 7 p.m. on Saturday night.
So I saw this today. Yesterday, they were very reluctant.
reluctant to almost say anything. Snow now.
But today, the forecast is in that little area right down at the bottom of the 128-93 belt there. That's where the circle starts for 12 to 18.
You should have
12 to 18.
You should have ordered that thing for your deck. The handheld.
Snow Joe Mini.
I want one.
They said this one was going to be. It's going to be wet too. It's going to be a heavy one.
You know what I used? I don't know what I used. That was very nice in the fluffy snow the other day. Was the leaf blower? That was on Saturday. It was a couple inches, very light and fluffy.
The gas.
It leaves a lot of gas. That.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Problem is, it leaves a lot of moisture on the driveway, and things get very slick after that. And you could have a fall.
You could have a fall, and that's not what you're looking for.
The video's out, by the way, on Twitter.
Yeah, I put it up.
Yeah.
With a nice touch for T-Bone, too. Sound on, T-Bone. Sound on.
Beetle, who wanted nothing to do with this, all of a sudden is editing his own video.
That's for you. I put it in there for T-Bone. It's what he would do. I think it's what he would do.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I think it is. Pretty sure that it is. All right, 617-779-0985. Jake in Boston, what do you have for us today, Jake? What do you got on Tuukka Rask? You got anything on him?
I don't care about Tuukka. The money's too good to care. I think Tommy's going to retire, but I have no real evidence. And I'm not buying that he's finagling his way out of Tampa because the Blazers aren't stupid to let a $500 million asset walk out the door according to their franchise value. But on to more important things.
Yep.
You guys have been very, very, very mean to Brittany Mahomes over the last 2 days. And you
Jake, what would you do if she lived here and she was Mac Jones's?
You would love that, Jake. You would have that so much.
If she lived here and she was Patrick Mahomes' wife and we were going to our 4th straight AFC championship game, I'd be much nicer, especially when she's spraying champagne over people in celebration of a miracle victory. This wasn't like what the Patriot Wags are doing, like the family field time they got after choking away the division against Buffalo, or Dante Hightower on some commercial shoot 72 hours after getting embarrassed, getting his butt whipped on the field in Buffalo, or Steve Belichick. You can't find a Disney Fast Pass right now. How did the Belichicks get one less than a week after getting their butt whipped in Buffalo? As for Brittany, she isn't just crazy. She's next level crazy. She's not Linda. She's not Kennedy. She's Lorena Bobbitt crazy. And that may keep Patrick Mahomes in line, because if Patrick Mahomes ever did something wrong to her.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that might be reverse OJ right there. That's how crazy she is.
Wow.
And the thing with Jackson, like, Jackson's crazy, too. The amount of crazy may keep Patrick staying, may have Patrick look at the field to play there and be like, this is my safe space. I better be good here, because when I get home, I'm in hell. As opposed to the other way around of, when I get home, I've got my wife who wants to be an Instagram star. He may be looking at going home as his hell, and that field and that dominance and making the Super Bowl as his safe space.
All right, Jake. They're not married yet, as we found out from T-Bone a moment ago.
Yeah, she has a different name on her. Yeah,
they got engaged last year. So they're, I'm sorry, end of 2020? That's now not last year. A little over a year ago.
You know what's odd? Like, you never really, like to what Jake says when he gets on his little Instagram rants, you know, there's groupings of them that hang out, meaning the wives or the friends or the girlfriends.
They have set a date for 2022 because they've pushed it back because of the pandemic.
She's always alone.
I was wondering that. Thank you.
She's always alone.
Who?
In her posts. She's usually alone or with Jackson in her posts.
Well, yeah. Mm. Well, what does that mean?
Like...
No friends.
Most travel in groups.
Can I tell you what annoys me about the champagne thing? If you want to spray a bottle of champagne, go nuts.
Yeah.
Turn around and do it on all the people you're with.
Right. Right.
Lady.
Yeah. Like, shoot it off in the suite.
If that's what's appropriate in your mind, okay. Yep. Dump it all over the heads of the people in your suite.
I don't want to get champagne on myself.
Who likes getting anything poured? I don't care how happy you're celebratory.
Is that normal adult behavior?
No, she acts like a child.
In the AFC divisional round, I know it was the greatest playoff game ever, but what are you doing? Grow up.
Like, if he even goes the distance, he's going to have to answer questions about her. Like, people are going to ask questions
for 5 minutes.
It's Kansas City. There are simple folk. A lot of those people have never even tasted champagne.
Maybe they did.
So they're happy to have it dumped down on their heads.
All that barbecue they ate all day.
Ooh, what's that bubbly alcohol?
That
ain't beer.
Smell that.
It's sweeter than beer.
That don't smell like beer, Meister.
That's not Natty Light.
They were probably grateful. those rubes. Mm.
Share the good stuff
with us. Screaming her head off like a complete lunatic.
She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah, just
First Lady of Kansas City.
F-bombs everywhere.
I mean, she's already had incidents on the road where she got into that incident in Baltimore.
She doesn't understand why.
With Jackson. They're dumping things out the suite onto fans there.
Oh, it was
Giselle did the same thing, but she didn't dump anything on anyone's head because she had both hands on her phone doing her selfie video.
And whatever.
Bitching about receivers after the game.
Thoughts on the Bruins? We take those 617-779-0985. That and also Marcus Smart potentially getting traded. A lot of chatter around Marcus Smart. And I believe today is the first day he can legally be traded based on that contract he signed. We'll get to that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's how you get up and what people remember. That's all.
Yeah, how is this Celtics team, Bennett, getting off the mat?
They hear the noise, boy. They hear it. They can't wait to tweet at people after games. And
yeah, what have they done with it?
They've been doing the same thing every year.
According to Bleacher Report's Eric Pincus, Marcus Smart is rumored to be linked to the Mavericks. He writes in his story, one dark horse team mentioned as being interested is the Mavericks. And the Mavericks have been linked to John Collins in Atlanta and Marcus Smart in Boston. But that's following Steve Bolpet's report. Steve Bolpet now at heavy.com, by the way. I saw his tweet yesterday in which he said, I didn't really want to do a Celtics column so early in my new national gig. But, well, there's just too many sources that were telling him, and I'm paraphrasing, too many sources telling him how the Celtics are being extremely active right now in the trade market. So he writes, the club seems ready to alter a course charted with last summer's transactions, which would be what? Schroeder and Al Horford and signing Smart. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I don't think that that's earth shattering news. If they trade Smart or they're trading guys away that they acquired last offseason, I think we've discussed this possibility now for months. Now it just feels like it could be real. And it's not just us as fans and media just, you know, talking about the potential for deals.
No, they got to do something.
Feels like they want to do something.
That'd be good for Brad. Be proactive here.
Brad's, generally speaking, his tenure as GM has been pretty good so far, especially if he makes a move now.
Well, he should know the team better than anybody. I mean, you live that every day with these guys.
Well, I don't think people give him enough credit for the move that he made last summer when he dumped Walker.
Yeah.
Got it.
Kemba Walker.
Yeah. I mean, he wasted no time in doing that. Like, nope, that's going to happen. He's got to go.
He knew. Damaged goods.
Right away. Yep. Moved on.
Yeah.
Right away. And so, the Schroeder move was a good one, bringing him in. And the deal that they did the last week with the finagling of the money to create a new exception, like that, I think that's all good. I think you've got to remember, like, there's only so much you can do in his role and with his team. And I think so far it's been good. It's been active. And it feels like that could continue right now at the deadline, which the Celtics are not avoiding for the first time in a while, because it felt like every year for the last 3-4 years, Danny Ainge would come on TNR and say, well, the best deals are done in the offseason. They're not done at the trade deadline. And those rumors you hear out there, those are all bogus. You know, the media was always making things up.
Yep.
The best deals don't happen at the deadline. Like, it was a complete write-off of the trade deadline when the Celtics would do nothing. It feels like they're active right now, and I like that. There's a buzz. Something could go down here.
It's funny you mentioned Schroeder. We never talked about it on this show. And we were heavy Patriots and the elimination and all that stuff. But about a week ago, TNR had it on too. Did you hear the back and forth between he and Gary Washburn?
Oh, yeah. What was that all about?
Asked him, you with us or you with them? Washburn's like, I was just talking about your game. Like, you're not a fan of us? You get on a train or get off.
What was that all about?
He questioned him about, like, oh, do you cover the Celtics or, you against us? Like, you should be a fan covering the team. That's the tone that it came off with. And, like, he was pissed off about the questioning of whatever Washburn was asking him about.
Do we have the sound? Was that for the Philly game, right?
Yeah, he actually played well. He was asking him about, well, you had a couple bad games. I forget the tone of it, but you had a couple bad games, but does it feel good to sort of, have this good game that you had? He's like, well, you with us or you with them? Like, they're that sensitive to everything. Like, they're smart again saying we hear it all. Like, what are you hearing? What mythical world do they live in that they think everybody's against them?
Well, Marcus Smart tells you, we hear it all. You got to respond. Here it is.
And it's in Philly, you have 1 point. And but the night before, the game before in Indiana, you had 23. It seems like kind of been up and down a little bit. Are you starting to feel comfortable? Like, are you feeling the COVID protocol? You've had a lot of things happen this season. Are you starting to feel a little bit of comfort in the offense and just kind of being
you
here?
Philly, you with us or you with Philly?
No, I'm just asking.
You with Boston? I cover the Celtics. Oh, okay.
I'm just asking if you're comfortable, feeling more comfortable over the last couple games.
It's just a stupid question.
Oh, my fault. I mean, are you feeling any more comfortable? How did you feel like you played today?
Not good enough for you, huh?
No, I'm asking about the bounce back.
Likeable team.
I mean, we won. That's all that matters. I'm a team player. So at the end of the day, if I got 40 points or 1 point and win the game, I'm going to be happy with it. So end of the day, I'm a team player, try to win some games.
New guy, just being asked a softball question, are you starting to feel comfortable? Because, yeah, you had one game and then the next game was down, but it's kind of up and down. But how offended was he by the questioning of Gary Washburn? Like, do you even want to ask any of these players
a pretty innocuous question, especially from Schroeder, who's not going to be here next year?
Don't say Gary Washburn like that. Like, he's some sort of team-friendly guy. He's a real reporter. He actually covers that team the way it should be covered, the way every team should be covered. He is an excellent reporter, but he's also incredibly fair. And I don't think he's one of those, like, gotcha type of guys.
It was a very fair question.
That was in a zinger. Hey, I'm going to put you on the spot, make you look bad. That's a dumbass question.
I think Gary Washburn's one of the closest guys that you feel is sort of old school in terms of like being a guy who, breaks news, breaks stories.
Yeah.
And is not one of these national guys that break all the news now.
Yeah.
He's a local guy who still breaks the stories.
It's just an odd moment. Yeah, just a team that,
And isn't getting it in return for any sort of favorable coverage of his team that he covers.
Yeah.
Obviously, because Dennis Schroeder has a big issue with him for asking the most innocuous and simple questions. You feeling good?
Right.
It's like, boil that down. Hey, Dennis, you feeling good now?
How you feeling? Like,
Not good enough for you? No, I'm asking how you feel.
The bounce back. It's a positive thing.
How do you feel? Are you feeling better?
Pretty much said, seriously, how you doing?
That's pretty much what he said, Dennis. Seriously, look good. How you doing?
If you're Celtics PR, you want to grab him and get him off the damn Zoom, right?
Bizarre. But it speaks to something bigger, though. It's a good point by you in that there are a bunch of paranoid lunatics over there. They are. Because they haven't played well for multiple years now.
They're achieving. They know
people
it.
People have been pissed at them. Their fans are mad. Their play on the court has been up and down. It's been a roller coaster. So they probably feel the own pressure of knowing that that's gone on. And they hear it. Yeah. Marcus Smart told you that.
That Eastern Conference.
Play better.
Eastern Conference, three out of the last 4 years in the finals.
Oh, that was an eternity.
That seems like it's an eon ago.
So long ago.
They don't feel anywhere near that.
No. Right? Nope. 617-779-0985, the phone number. You want to talk about that or the Bruins or Patriots items and Tom Brady items from earlier? Let's get to all that coming up next with you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Opinionated.
You like donuts? Nope.
And passionate.
We all know you're not the brightest bulb on the branch.
Okay? Brightest bulb on the branch?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's the phone number here. Tells though the show is resuming, in case he was wondering.
The commercial was ending. He left to go get more pizza.
He ran to go. What
sounds about right?
Do we have a read for that pizza that was given to us today? Who's it from? He better come back and tell us, since he's
halftime. It's halftime pizza.
Oh, from really the halftime?
The halftime pizza. The
halftime pizza, legendary pizza spot across the street from TD Garden.
They brought hoodies too. You want a halftime hoodie?
That's pretty nice of them. That's
really nice of them. halftime.
Can I admit something about halftime pizza?
Yep.
I want to say it was like probably 2006-ish.
Uh-oh. I think this is a young Beatle doing something wrong. Story.
Yeah, I was absolutely hammered. I think
you stole pizza.
I may or may not have thrown up in their bathroom.
That's nothing.
Well, then you don't get any pizza today. That's your penance.
I didn't. It wasn't like it was sloppy all over the floor. It was all contained in the toilet. But it wasn't from the pizza.
No, of course not.
I think it was before I even ordered the pizza. I had to clear out all the booze to then get the pizza for the before going home.
Smart.
That's a place that puts it up top, right on the window there, right when you walk in.
Oh, it's a fabulous spot. Oh, man. It's been there for a million years for a reason. Halftime.
What time is it? Halftime.
Halftime pizza.
Tyler, who's the sponsor of halftime? You do the 10:30 sponsor. Hey, 10:30 is sponsored by.
Yeah.
What's halftime sponsored by?
I love that halftime pizza has survived, because so much has not survived in that neighborhood.
Especially in that area.
And that's one of the more authentic places there.
Oh, yeah.
115 Causeway Street, across the street from TD Garden. If you've ever been to the garden for anything, you know where halftime pizza is. So thank you to those guys.
Hardy.
Yeah.
You said they brought hoodies?
Yeah.
Milliken said, is that ice cream with the wooden spoon?
No, he didn't.
I swear to God.
No, he didn't.
This kid has been on a roll the last couple of days. Yesterday, I was quizzing him.
Don't talk about it.
No, I will talk about it.
That was an off-air conversation. I was talk vulnerable. About
it. It's amazing to me how it's completely real and authentic. It's not... This is not him messing with us.
I said to him, Milliken, how many states are there? He goes, what do you mean? I said, how many states
how many
in these
there?
United States?
I'll let him finish the story.
Well, he struggled. He didn't know what to say. He was bounced around. He was saying different numbers. And finally, T-Bone, you can back me up on this. I said, all right, final answer. How many states are there? And he said, 52. He gave a long enough pause to see if I was going to react, if he got it right or not, because he really, he couldn't decide.
Do you have a college degree,
I correct? Haven't done geography since high school.
That's not geography.
That's not My geography.
God. Yes, it is.
Do you think Milliken could pass the citizenship exam?
No chance. No.
Oh, my God. He doesn't know how many states there are?
See his passport picture? Right.
I wasn't. It's he not like I was guessing 35. I was close.
So what's the number? What's the answer?
50.
You say that with such confidence and such arrogance.
Because he looked it up.
How stupid we are for asking you again.
Because I yelled at him.
Well, yes, I was scolded very badly by Tom back here. But at the same time.
Well, Tom's an American.
Damn right.
I was counting, Puerto Rico is not a state, but it's an American territory. Sometimes when you're so deep into this stuff,
it's not a state. Huh? Nope.
And
that's interesting.
I'll admit that was my ignorance. That was my mistake. But. Trying to be inclusive.
Oh, I would call it ignorance.
He also thought that Alaska and Hawaii came along when I was a kid.
Yeah, he asked T-Bone if there were 48 states when he was a kid, and if Alaska and Hawaii were added
Like, I said, when my parents
were
kids,
felt bad for Hawaii after Pearl Harbor in after that war, so they just named it a state.
I never claim history is my strongest subject.
It's not history.
History.
It's just general history, fifth grade knowledge.
Being alive.
I'm more of a, you know, I'm a comm major. That's what I am.
So we shouldn't ask him, like, state capitals.
So was I.
I had a really hard time with capitals. It was a running joke when I was in college.
Oh, what's the capital in New York?
Yeah.
Say it.
I know it's New York City.
No.
Albany?
No.
How about Albania? Borders on the Adriatic?
Florida's Tallahassee.
He mentioned that yesterday. That's the one he knows.
That's the only one I remember from when they were clowning me. I can't remember any of the other ones.
You can't name New York's.
Wait.
Unbelievable.
Round Rock for Arkansas.
Little Rock.
No.
Little Rock?
Now he's trolling us.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Connecticut.
You know what I'd love to do to you?
Hold on a second. Round Rock?
It's something like that. Something with the rock. Can someone look up the Arkansas?
We don't need to. We know what it is.
What is it?
Can we intern him?
Little.
Okay.
Little Rock.
Oh, so what are you clowning me for?
Because
I just said that.
You said Round Rock.
You said
dummy.
Round Rock.
Sorry, I used the wrong adjective. Basically the same thing.
You're being stupid now.
The Rock
isn't
round.
You're not just dumb.
It's little. Sorry.
I never, outside of baseball.
Milliken, it could have also been round.
Potentially. I'll tell you, outside of baseball, it can get dark sometimes. I'll be the first person to tell you.
We're not, like, you know what I'd love to do to him? I'd love to send him I'd love to send him to a real radio row and have him do it like Louth and Capella does. Like when the Super Bowl's real and it's a real radio row. We're not going this year because it's not radio row. We were going to go. We are not going as a show. I'd like to send him and turn him loose and say, go do your job.
I think he'd be fine doing his job. It's just things he doesn't know are astounding.
Can I stop for a second? What made you think to ask that question?
I used to ask it when kids would call into my night show in Vegas, and I would ask them. They would say something like really stupid, and I'm like, "All right, quick IQ test. What county are you currently in? Because everybody, it's a huge county in Las Vegas.
What county are you currently in?
Oh, he doesn't know. He doesn't know.
Okay, I know which one I live in, Plymouth and Brockton. This is Norfolk County. Is that right?
No.
That's where Denham is. I know.
I live in Norfolk County.
Well, my girlfriend lives there, so I just assumed it was, bilateral.
I knew he wasn't going to know
this
which
is
county.
Suffolk County.
Okay, so close.
Nope.
I asked him who the vice president was. He knew that.
Barely.
Who was the vice president under Trump?
Mike Pence.
Wow.
Wow, impressive.
Look at Milliken. Wow. Okay.
What a big boy.
Memorable.
All right.
I'll flex a little.
Okay.
Attaboy. How many previous vice presidents can you name?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.